Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars, learning that Star-Lord with idiots.
Hello, and welcome to Star Wars Lore with Idiots, the show where one man tries to teach a bunch of idiots Star Wars lore without force-choking them. With that, let's turn it over to our lore master, Ranger J1999, and the buffoons, Rambam001, Karth, and Kashmir.
And hello, and welcome back to another episode of Star Wars Lore with Idiots, with your lore master and host, Ranger J1999, welcoming you into another session of where me being the lore master tries to teach Star Wars lore to a bunch of idiots who we will introduce here momentarily. We drink, we be merry, I lose my mind and want to throw things, but you know, that's just the way things happen. A lot of good support after the first episode. People really liked it. If you haven't checked out the first episode of Star Wars Lore with Idiots, we covered Darth Revan. Go ahead and check that out. Also, if you'd like to support us with what we're doing, with the lore series, we have some goals here, but if you go to Patreon.com/RealitySkewedGamers, and you can find that in any of the descriptions of the videos we have, but just go to our Patreon link. We have a goal of, we are doing this every 2 weeks, we're putting out episodes, but if you'd like to see us go to a weekly, which I'm more than welcome to do, then all you have to do is get to $1,000 in Patreons in total. And if we do that, I have made a deal with one of the idiots, aka the Ram, which we'll introduce here momentarily, as I said, and we will do our first lore video will be on Mace Windu. Now, the community at large, especially with Swago, wants to see me do another lore video, or do a lore video series on this with the Internal Twins, as we like to call them, with Arkin and Thexen, and that'll be on the table if we get to $1,500 in Patreons, and then we'll set certain tasks and goals for things I'll cover when we hit certain goals. But let's get to 1,000, then we'll worry about 1,500. Just throwing some stuff out there for future content and things of that nature. And last thing I'll say before we get into it is, if you like this series, I will eventually get this uploaded to iTunes, things of that nature, but right now it's just left alone on YouTube. And if you are a Patreon, you not only do you get the VIP access to where you can have get feedback and ideas for the lore videos and suggestions, and you get early access. You get to hear it before anybody else. So think about becoming a patron, and there we go. That being said, let's kick this off. Let's start like we always do. We were all sitting here drinking some kind of drink, and let's see who's around the corn, as Grandi would say, with the idiots. We have our first idiot, which would be the one, the only, Karthrick, is here with us.
What's happening?
Uh-huh. And what bourbon are you partaking in today, or alcohol?
It is a Icelandic vodka.
Ooh.
And some lemonade juice to go with it.
Oh. Fancying it up. Someone who's not fancy, but serving our nation in the United States Navy on active duty, we've got Rambam001. Ram, welcome. And what are you drinking, my friend? Ram? I think Ram died.
Wait, what? Did I die?
Whatever you said didn't come through great.
Right, so what are you drinking, Pithead?
Oh, am I here? Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ram, quit playing around.
No, I wasn't playing around.
No, yeah, you were.
No, I got some Elijah Craig.
Okay, very nice, very nice. Very good. And then our last idiot, bringing it all together, we've got Rock the Kashmir. Kashmir's here with us. And my friend, I hope you're well. And what are you drinking, partaking in for this session?
Hello, everyone. I'll be drinking some Old Forester 1920.
Very nice. I feel like I'm not holding my end of the bargain. I'm just drinking some Jim Beam and Dr. Pepper. Well, you know, it's better than nothing, so I'll take a sip here. Mm.
I feel cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, we are cheaping it up compared to Kashmir and his high quality drink of choice there. Okay, now for the
H2O.
Whatever, get you high. So we always like to start off the lore series by letting the dumbasses here try to figure out I always try. I said before in the first one, do you guys want me to give you a quote or do you guys just want to take a random guess? So I'll leave it to the idiots here. Do you want to take a random guess of what we will be discussing tonight as part of the lore series?
Random guess.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, random gosh. Guess. All right. Let's start with Ram since season one that opened his mouth first. Ram, what do you, and if you can't say Mace, Mace is off the board until we get
does it ever close? Board. Just yeah. asking for
yeah.
a friend.
I just wanted to just want, yeah, just that's off the table. Outside of not Mace, what do you think we're covering tonight?
Yappa Bilba.
That's, I just, you looked that up just to say some random name, didn't you?
No, Deva Bilba. She's the apprentice of Mace. She's also the master of Kanan Jarrus.
I'm surprised you knew that. But then it is
Google's
Mace related.
It's yeah. everything Mace Windu. Come on.
Right. Okay. That being said, that's wrong. So damn. Shame on you. Karth, what do you think we're doing tonight?
Well, you know, we went Old Republic last time, sure. So let's take an about face and go sure. 4,000 years into the future. Let's do a lore video on Holdo.
What? No. That's an awful choice.
Come on, everyone loves some pink hair.
Not wrong, but
I
no.
have lots of questions about her anyways, and most of them have to do with why she's there, but that's not the point.
We're not getting into any sequel things whatsoever right now, so skipping that.
That'll be way down the line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Kashmir, you were wrong, Karth, as is tradition. Kashmir, what do you got for me, buddy?
Well, I think you're kind of pulling our leg. We're actually going to go over two people, and that's going to be Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
No. I like the guest, though, a little bit outside the box. It's better than those two dumbasses.
I did my research on Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Well, no, but I'm not covering that today. That's wrong. But
They were born on a planet called Tattoo Island.
Oh, boy.
Look.
Yes. Look. No, let's pretend you didn't
no,
say
that. I need
that.
Your help on the farm.
Yeah. Well, that's when Natasha states, put some power converters. You can dick around with your friends later once all the work's done. All right. No, that is wrong. All of you are wrong. But had a one in a gajillion chance of guessing it. Not
to you no points. I mean, God have mercy on your soul.
Well, they weren't bad guesses. They're just not even in the realm. I will read you the quote, and then you guys tell me what you think the subject is. I'm hoping one of you gets it. Have a 1 in 3 chance here. Okay, here's the quote. The Force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, it penetrates us, binds the galaxy together. Of course, that is from the great Obi-Wan Kenobi, episode 4, talking to a young farm boy, Luke. So, that being said, Kashmir, what do you think the subject that we're going to discuss is today?
The mechanics of light speed.
I can't even. God damn. Wow. Read that, and that's where you went to, right? I feel like I wish I was Dr. Evil and you guys were in those chairs and I just pushed a button, like, is that what you want to go with? Okay, let me just light you on fire. No, Scott.
They did travel up.
But now
they
that's
did travel at light speed.
Yeah, I don't think that's something you would pull from that quote. So let's go to Ram. Ram, what do you think?
Well, I mean, one can clearly assume that because we know that that quote is from Obi-Wan and he's talking to Luke Skywalker, that you're clearly going to talk about the history of power converters at Tashi Station.
Karth, yeah, what's your answer, please? I'm just going to ignore Ram now because he has brain damage. It's confirmed.
Well, I thought you were going to do a 3-part series on breaking down the intricacies of trade and politics inside of the Galactic Empire.
Been watching too much Andor.
I mean, you know, it kind of made sense. We're talking about Luke and Ben, and you know, clearly they got to get to Alderaan. So
no, that's wrong. Yeah, shame on you. Yeah, no. the subject for today, of course, is the Force. I figured that's the big thing that we want to get covered. in today's episode, so we can start branching off and cover other people and stuff. But you know, we covered Darth Revan and we got some really good stuff on lore and some certain things, but like, you know, we do need to kind of cover that mystical energy that binds the galaxy together. And there's a ton that we can go with the Force. So the way I want to approach the Force is I want to get to the main points of the Force, what it is, and I want to get to some history and a couple of main factions and get into the early parts of the Force and different theories about the Force, what is the Force, canon and legends material, a lot of legends material here, but gives you a sense of some ideas of like with its origins and where it came from and some other things, so you guys have a good sense of forward and cover some other factions. So the way I'm going to break this down is there's a few factions I'm going to cover today. I'm going to cover the Rakata and I'm going to cover the Jedi, the original Jedi, and get into their philosophies and what they did, because they're the two main powers that we talk about in the early stages of the Force. Before that, we're going to get to some of the just the things about the Force. And then when we go further into the future, we'll cover like the light side, we'll cover the Jedi, we'll cover the dark side with the Sith. We'll also eventually we'll get to the Celestials. We'll also get into the Wills and things of that nature. But I want to just get to this early things about the Force. What is the Force? Its early forms and ideas and some different theories about it. So are you guys ready to hear a little bit about the Force today?
I mean, sure. I'm down for a physics lesson.
Mm-hmm. You can forcefully tell me about the Force.
I'm force choking you right now, you dillhole. All right. Now, and as all the lords, if there's any questions, just speak up if you want to just say, hey, I got a question, and then just pop in, and that's how it works. So, all right, the Force. Now, it has had many names by many different cultures throughout the history of the galaxy. Give you some examples. The Lasats call it Ashla. The Mustafarians called it Dinago Omi, which means the life current. The Lu'alans called it the tide. The Chiss, the sight. The Zephlo, the life wind. The sorcerers of Lund called it the unity. The Magis called it the beyond. And so it has a tie-in, again, it's a energy, we'll get to the specifics of it, but everybody's cultures have had some kind of things associated with the Force. Now, the Force and the knowledge of it go back more than 25,000 BBY. Now, BBY, again, the Battle of Yavin, where Luke blows up the Death Star. 25,000 years and even further back, we're going to cover the Force is something that comes into play. And there have been many powerful factions that have studied it. As I said, we're not going to get too in depth with those two, but those two will get some coverage today. Again, the Rakata and the Jedi. The other ones they'll have their own lore series. The Jedi, the Sith, the Celestials, the Wills, all that stuff will have there. So, I'm going to ask a question to the idiots before I give my right answer. let's start with you, Kashmir. What do you think? What is the Force to you?
It's like it's the magic. It's the magic that, that the Jedi use.
Mm-hmm. Ram?
It's an invisible power.
That's not wrong. Karth?
It's physics being completed at the speed of light.
Not so much, Karth. I think you've been watching too much Mr. Wizard.
Or Big Bang Theory, one of the two. Yeah.
We better not do that because we'll get demonetized. They're very sensitive on YouTube about like anything copyright. So let's try not to get demonetized. Okay. So,
demonetized?
Demonetized. You know what that is. It's not demonitis, isn't it? No, it's demonetized where you don't get paid. So what is the Force?
We get paid?
You're not. You get payment of happiness, joy, and doing something for others. And they're random, especially during the holiday season. Yes. What is the Force? The Obi-Wan quote kind of covers it pretty well. To add on to that is an energy force given off by all living things that binds the galaxy together. Distance means nothing compared to the Force. It is believed by many that nothing is impossible for the Force. Everything from the simplest life form, and yes, midichlorians, I had to say it, to the most complex beings, to humanoids, from the giant, biggest creatures you can think of, to planets, to suns, to anything that has life. Any bacteria to, you know, whatever you think of gives off this energy with the Force. Now, it's believed that there are, through most societies and cultures throughout this long period of time, that the Force exists in two forms. There's the cosmic force and the living force. The living force represents the energy of all life form. And those energies then feed into the cosmic force. Once a living creature dies, they become one with the Force. You've heard those that saying before. So there's also a couple of other theories associated with Force. There's also the unified Force theory. And we'll get into that one a little bit later. There's also the physical force theory. I'm not really going to get into that one, but it was out there. And that just deals with how you deal with objects in the Force around you. The other aspects of the Force, and we will cover it more in depth when we get to those factions. We've got the light side and the dark side of the Force. Unifying Force theory here later on, because I really want to cover that. But the one I want to start off first here is the Living Force, and that's going to be a big thing that goes into our first two factions today. But hearing that, let's get a sense from the idiots. Are you with me so far? Any questions?
So far, my understanding, if it has a pulse, it's part of the Force.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Bueller?
It's part of it. You said something about binding. So is that like bananas, how they bind you? Is that part of the Force?
God, you would say that right as I'm trying to vape a little bit here. No, that's not what it means. It means that we're all connected. All living things are connected through the Force. Like, we all have a symbiosis. We're drawn together. We're tied together with this energy. Now, the unofficially many beings, and we talked about some of the cultures, and there's a ton of cultures that have gotten, we can talk about the Witches of Death, but we can go down the line. There's been a buttload of them. And they'll all get their video, but really, and this is unofficial lore, it's more legends, but, you know, unofficially, you know, many beings, around 25,000, there's some before then, we'll get to that, started to learn of the Force. It was an a lot of it was studied with the Jedi. There's two main groups. Other beings and planets throughout the galaxy started learning about the Force. But there's two main factions. We had the Rakata and we had the Jedi. And we'll get to their stories first. Now, I want to cover the Rakata here, because the Rakata, whose nickname is the Builders, were an ancient humanoid species with kind of amphibian features. Now, I think, Karth, you and Ram have both played the Old Republic, so you've had some dealings with what the Rakatas look like, right?
Yeah. Footballs with eyes on the side.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much what they are. Cash. So if you imagine just like a cone head with two eyes bucking out, that's the Rakata. You with me on that so far there, Cash?
Yeah, like Stewie Griffin.
Yes,
but the other way.
Yes.
Rotate 90 degrees.
A little bit different,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
They were extremely technologically advanced and powered, and this is the cool thing, they powered all their technology with the Force. Remember where you dumbasses said that the Star Forge made stars? Well, that's wrong with the last lore video, but all of their technology was run by the Force. They were the first ones of any faction that understood what the Force was, and they used it to their benefit. And not in a good way. If you've understood anything about the Rakata, they use their power and tech to basically conquer and enslave. They did this for thousands of years before even anything. And they started forming their empire around 36,000 BBY. and their empire was called the Infinite Empire. They went around the galaxy because all their technology, their ships, everything they did was powered by the Force, which they were the first ones really to understand the Force in a way that they could use its energy and manipulate it. They went around and they would enslave and conquer worlds, and they would find all the Force sensitives, and then they would put through this thing of just torture, pain, hatred. And once they made the person at that level in the Force, then they would basically use them in their technology. So they would make them basically like human batteries. And they used this to pretty much conquer the most of the galaxy. So are we okay on the Rakata so far?
Yeah.
Basically, they were God.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, they're advanced civilization. Now the Rakata are important for a couple reasons. One's the first ones to really tap into the Force, use it the way. Now around this time, we're gonna get to the Jedi. The Jedi were, there's a whole story of how they came to be on Tython and the legends. Now the Rakata dominate the galaxy till about 25,000 BBY. Not, there's a specific date. Again, I don't get into specifics here, but they, through infighting, but they also have a big battle, eventually leads to the Jedi, and we'll cover that with the Jedi here in a second. About that time is when the Republic started forming up. But the Rakata are important because they're the first faction group to master, and I mean master, and understood the Force to use it in the way that they wanted to. They're the only really civilization that married the Force through technology. Because if you look through the lore and stuff, a lot of people like, there's Force and then there's technology. Well, they didn't look at it like that. They looked at it as, not only is the Force there, but we can manipulate and control it to use it to, as an energy source, to do these crazy things with their technology. And the Rakatas themselves were extremely powerful in the Force. They studied it. They were all very Force sensitive. So they would also use it in combat and with their weaponry and things of that nature. So on top of, you know, being very sensitive to the Force, they would go around and find other people, enslave them, and then make them basically their human batteries for the Force. So any question about the Rakata and where we're at right now? Let's take a pulse. All right, because I have to take pulses because the idiots just drooling on themselves right now. Karth, any questions so far about the Rakata and stuff like that? We'll get into another video where I'll just cover the Rakata itself, but just for the Force video, we're going to get to just the main part.
Do you think the Rakata had different size battery labels for the different size of people they collected?
I don't know. That's a good question, because
Have like AA and AAA and like D batteries, like go conquer a giant like humanoid race where the people are like giants.
I got a D battery.
more like a AAA. Smaller.
I guess the job done.
If you want to go with that, sure.
He'll provide the charge.
He just needs more. That's all. That's only a change.
Hey, I'm cheaper.
All right. Kashmir's being really quiet over there. That concerns me. Cash, are you with us so far? Questions? What do you got for me, buddy?
No, I think I'm good. The Rakata are bad people. They mm-hmm. enslaved. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, from a certain point of view,
yeah.
You're the butthole. All right, so now we're going to get to the main thing I want to cover today, and that's the Jedi. I mentioned it briefly in the last lore video series we did with Revan. And about the unifying Force theory and some other things. But here's the thing. So the Jedi, you have to get to like where they came from, right? This is the original version of the Jedi, but it's also what led to the Sith and the formation of both those factions that we are very familiar with in Star Wars lore. 36,000 years ago, while the Rakata were starting to do their conquering, we don't know where they came from. These great pyramids called the Yor, and there were 8 of them, 9 in total, one on Tython. Went around the galaxy, no one knows really why or where, but they went around to all these different planets throughout the galaxy, and would call the force sensitive people and started drawing them in. And they did this for a while, but they all eventually go to Tython. And they could talk, they had this connection with people through the force, and they were drawing people to the force to take them to this one destination in Tython. Now, Tython is the original home of the Jedi, yes, but also the Sith. But the original, when they went to Tython, what they found was a couple things. That it was exceptionally strong in the force. The planet was the living embodiment of the force. And so when they got there, the pyramids dropped them off, and it basically leads to the first 9 original masters of the Jedi. Now, Jedi is not the same as Jedi. The Jedi understood the force to be one thing and one thing only, and that was balance. They thought the force, and the way they viewed the force, and because of the planet and the moons. Now, when I talk about this, you'll understand a little bit better. On Tython, everything in the force had an impact on the planet. It could cause force storms. It can cause all kinds of stuff. So the original Jedi, as they studied the force, and they could really do that here on this planet, believed that there was 3 aspects of the force. The first one was the light side, and that's Ashla. And that was represented by the moon, and it was always bathed in light, and they called that the light version. And that was the one aspect of the force, the light side. The dark side, the moon that was always in darkness, but just as important for balance, was Bogan. And that represented the dark side. But the most important thing, and that was everything in center of the planet and everything about that, was called the Bendu, or the Bendo, which means balance. And so not only did they study the force, but it was all about balance. They believed that you had to be perfectly balanced in the force to be one with the force. And they spent generations, 10,000 years doing this. And what's really cool is because they believed in the balance so much that if someone, a Jedi, became out of balance, then they would be exiled to one of the moons until they were back in balance. So if you got too much into the light side, again, remember, it had a huge impact on basically the living force and everything that was going on with the planet. Your asset sent to the light moon or the dark moon to become more dark, so you weren't in the light. If you were way too dark, you had to go to the light to get back in balance to the, you know, away from the darkness and more in the light. And they would do that. And that's how they viewed things with the Jedi. And that was their main philosophy, that the force with those 3 aspects. And then I give an example. I don't know if you guys have all seen Rebels. I'm assuming, I know Karth, I don't know if you have, who's seen the entire series of Rebels? Know about the Bendu?
I have,
yeah. Okay,
so I have.
Bendu? Ram? Yeah, the Bendu.
Wasn't that the series with like Ezra and Thrawn mm-hmm. and Hera?
Yeah.
And...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Now the Bendu, who's actually named for balance, if you remember the scene in there, Kanan comes up to him and he says, Kanan Jarrus, you're like screaming so loudly and blinding in the light side. You know, I could hear you before you got here. And that was the Bendu talking about the balance that they kind of believe. And this goes back to the original Jedi. Balance was everything. Because if, let's say, a bunch of the Jedi became too strong on the dark side, well, bad things would happen. 4 storms of lightning. It was too much on the light side. They'd have overgrowth of plants. And, you know, it would just, the planet itself made it a necessity for them to be in Bendo. So the Jedi believed that balance was the most important thing. And the cool thing about the Jedi is that the light side it was just as important as the dark side at this time. The Jedi believed that you had to be perfectly balanced, that the one could not exist without the other, and you couldn't be balanced in the force without those 2 things. And this is the thing that they studied for 10,000 years and what they believed in. Now that's going to change, and I'll tell you why that changed, but let's go around to the idiots as is tradition to get their thoughts and stuff. Where are we at? Any questions about any of this? Comments, anything? Terrified.
So basically the Rakata is like the government and the Jedi are like the hippies. They're just kind of like, all's good, man. Be one with things and stuff.
Is that really what you want? You just wanted to say that, didn't you?
So it's like peace, love, and the force?
Yeah, peace, love, and the force versus, you know,
no.
standards and tyranny people
the
into
two don't
weapons.
Have anything to do with one another. I just gave you two things. The Rakata were assholes that went around enslaving folks, and they believed the force was to be manipulated and used for their own purpose, and the Jedi believed in balance and that there was many aspects and that they had to be balanced. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, man.
So it made sense to me. Smoking?
What?
They weren't smoking?
No!
It wasn't 420
on Mendo?
You
didn't even say anything about smoking in any of that, man. God. Ram, any thoughts?
God. So, I'm confused as to why they don't know the English language. Like, it's so much easier to say Jedi than Jedi. Like,
that's what they were called.
Really?
It's J-E apostrophe D-A-I-I. Jedi.
Just take out the A and you have Jedi. Like, that's so much easier.
We're going to get to why that changed, Ram. They were on board with you. You're just jumping ahead. I guess you don't like the whole balance thing. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I just always skip the foreplay and I go straight to the orgasm.
That makes sense. All right. God. Now, the Rakata, and around 26,000, 25,000 BBY, I'm not getting the specific dates. This is when the Galactic Republic starts forming. That's a whole different story, but the Jedi, they have their system. They spread out a little bit. They've got their small little system that they, you know, planets and stuff that they, you know, they do their thing and they're just living their lives. But remember what I said about the Rakata. The Rakata like to hunt force sensitive people and make, you know, make them their slaves to power their equipment. So it was inevitable that the Rakata and the Jedi were going to have a clash, and they do have a clash. It's originally, the initial buildup is a Rakata ship crashes on Tython. They're one of the Jedi temples, which kind of gives the Jedi a kind of an alert that, what's this? It's not good. We need to start prepping for this. And because remember the Rakata ships, and it's very dark side oriented because of the stuff they do, so powerful on the dark side, it really messes up things on Tython. It causes crazy weather and just starts causing havoc with the planet. And this is just the initial prelude to their invasion. I'm not going to get into the actual war that goes on with the Rakata and the Jedi, but the Jedi not only stop the Rakata, but keep them basically stuck on one world where the Rakata are stuck at. Now, this is about the same time that the Rakata started having their own self kind of civil war, which leads to the downfall of their civilization. But because of what happens with the Rakata, the ship landing on Tython, messing up everything, the actual war, the Jedi go to war against Rakata and win, but they have a fight. This leads to a huge split. It'd been kind of building up a little bit because, you know, everybody has their philosophies, you know, some thought a little bit more of the light, some a little bit more of the dark. This leads to the split of the Jedi, and it leads to the first conflict ever associated with the Jedi, where it's called the Force Wars. It lasts about 10 years. It lasts on Tython. It basically destroys the planet. A bunch of dark side folks said, hey, the dark side is better. The light side folks said, no, the Force is supposed to be. We just fought a war. We got to protect people. We got to do it for the good. They have a huge battle. The dark side folks create monsters and stuff. And after everything is done, the good side wins. And because of this, they form a new faction, the Jedi. The Jedi had a new code, and the code was forming the first organized Jedi order. They actually leave Tython and get with the Galactic Republic. They form the Jedi Order on Ossus. This is right when the Galactic Republic is building up, and that leads to the Jedi now starting to look at the Jedi are done. The philosophy of the Force now is it's the light side. The dark side is now viewed as something bad. It's viewed as something selfish, anger, hatred, all that kind of stuff. and the dark side of those dark side fusers, they kind of they get destroyed, but they nothing really happens for about 18,000 years until we get into the next big conflict, which is the Hundred Years' War between the new dark side faction. And the but because of that, the original homeworld, Python, which eventually they would go back to, is destroyed for generations. Now, the new Jedi kind of go through some phases, and I want to cover them real quick before I get to the idiots. They start studying and meditating and learn the Force even more as the Jedi, and they start going throughout the galaxy. They're now part, they're allied with the Galactic Republic. They start finding more races, and they start forming what would become the Jedi Order. They focus more on the light and have voted emotions like hate and anger and desire. And they learned that by doing so, they grew more powerful in the light side. And that's why you start seeing this big split. And we'll get to the dark side eventually, and because we'll get to the great schism of that. Now, I do want to talk about something that does happen after, even after the events of the first hyperspace war and some of the things that happened before the events of the Old Republic. That gets into the unifying force theory. Now, the unifying force theory that the Jedi kind of come up with, and it gets lost throughout history until Luke Skywalker in the Legends books rediscovers it, is that, yeah, it is good to be in the light side of the force, but you cannot have, unlike the Jedi that believed in balance, the unifying force thing theory is that the force is neither good or bad, that both the light and the dark side have to coexist through the living force and through the cosmic force. That the force has a will of its own, and that you have to understand, not use the dark side, but understand its nature and to get why it does, because the force has a will of its own. The force doesn't, for some reason, it's a culmination of all the things. And we'll get more into that with like the celestials and the wills, but the force manifests its what it's trying to tell you through you as an agent, and if you know how to look at it, you can, but you have to be in balance in the sense to understand. If you're just all light side, you're going to miss some stuff, but that also goes to the other side. If you're just all dark side, you're going to miss some stuff, and that was one of the reasons Revan has some conflict with the Jedi when we did the Revan Order, because he just didn't buy into the complete light side of the force kind of thing, and that's what's led to a lot of Jedi becoming dark Jedi, because they're trying to find that balance and they keep getting tempted by the dark side, which is a lot of negative energy and stuff. But the unifying force theory says that all that is tied together through the force. A lot of stuff there. Let's go to the idiots. I'm so worried right now about what's about to come out of these guys' mouth. So let's see what's going to happen. I'm going to go to Karth first, because I think we might get some good stuff here. Karth, thoughts, questions, anything?
You know, actually, the fun part with the way this kind of starts and evolves is kind of like the full circle effect. Yeah. with the force, and it's kind of interesting to see how it shakes out from the start to the end, because that's kind of my own perception of the force has always been that balance is well, not balance per se, but the understanding of the two sides gives you a better use of the whole.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy that like they've spent a lot of time kind of building that out to be that actually how it plays out, because it's like a lot of things aren't inherently evil, it's how you use them. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like where the Rakata went. They had a lot of great technology, but they powered it by basically enslaving people and turning them into giant batteries, versus, you know, the Bendu were controlling the atmosphere and the weather of a planet by having harmony in the force. So it's just kind of interesting to see how the different things can get twisted and turn out into other facets of the force. So it's, yeah, it's really interesting to see how everything is shaken loose over the long run of the time frame of the force, you know, going from where people just think it's a stuff and thing in the wind to the actual study and implementation and whole organizations built around it. So
yeah, yeah. I mean, and every culture has some understanding of the force, different views on it and stuff. And if we eventually do cultures here, we'll do some. But like I think the Night Sisters would be a good one. But the Sith, yeah. Now that's this time too, the Sith have their own kind of species that are completely dark side, not at the level that we'll get to with the Hundred Years' War and what leads to the actual Sith Empire. But they're around too, but they understood about the dark side. It's really cool about the Sith, the ancient Sith. They didn't have lightsabers. One of my favorite things about the Sith is they had actual blades that were so strong with the dark side, they would infuse it with dark side energy that you could cut something in the blood and stuff. It's wicked cool, the Sith. But yeah. Kashmir, where are you at with me on here so far with the Force?
I think I'm caught up. I think I'm good.
Okay.
So the Jedi ended up basically splitting. In theory, and became light side and dark side as we know it after their war. Is Yoda around at this time?
What is with your fascination with Yoda being around for every part of canon that we discuss, man?
He must have seen the photos in your Discord.
What photos?
Someone was posting some 3D AI generated photos.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Probably was Kashmir and some like alt accounts trying to just like, have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Grandmaster Yoda?
Grandmaster Yoda is looking pretty slanky.
Yeah. And a little no bit comments. Of a touch. Yeah, a little touch. All right, let's go to Ram. All right, Ram.
Well, so I'm following with the Force, and finally the Jedi and the Jedi finally got some common sense, and they, you know, realized Jedi is too difficult to say, so let's just say Jedi.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, you're right. Even though I said it's completely the opposite thing.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I feel like in lore, the people who have the kind of mixture of both light and dark side, the gray Jedi, if you will, I feel like those are usually the more powerful ones because they've got a good grasp on things versus, you know, being restricted to only one side, whether it's light or dark, doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's unofficial lore, that stuff I just gave you. Some of the Rakata stuff is somewhat there. It's very mentioned in, like, the canon. And the canon is more like 25,000 years ago, and you know there was the Rakatas, blah, 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 blah. But really,
that was here in the time of Yoda.
The Galactic Republic formed, and the Jedi formed, and they believed in the light side, and that's all they studied, and they didn't view the dark side in a good way. And then it gets to about 7,000 years before the battle. We go from 25 to 7,000, where the Galactic Republic is forming more, and more planets are joining. The Jedi are expanding. We don't really get anything until the Hundred Years' War, and that's really important, right? So. Carth just sent me a picture. No, that doesn't work for me.
That's what Kashmir's all fired up about.
That's
why the fascination.
That's
there.
Young. What's her name?
Yaddle.
Yaddle. That's young Yaddle. Yeah.
Ooh, I want to see young Yaddle.
You go look at the Discord. I'm not gonna.
Ooh.
Now the breakage and the big next thing that we're gonna cover. I'm not gonna cover it in the next Lord video, but some things, and there's some powerful factions that have different. Use the Force and how they use it. The Celestials are a big one. We're going to cover the father, the brother, the sister, and Avaloth because she's a big part of that. The Wills are very important. The Wills were in, what is it, season 6 ending of the Clone Wars with Yoda, his journey? You see the Wills?
Well, it's not technically season 6, but yeah, it is. It would be.
Whatever you want to look at the ending, yeah.
It would have been their season 6.
Yeah, so that's you get a little taste of the Wills there, and the beings that they represent, you know, the aspects of the Force, and so that's a different thing. We'll get into that philosophy, but to really break it down, if you want to talk about the light side, you have to talk about the Jedi, and if you want to talk about the dark side and their philosophy, you have to go to the Sith, because those are the two main factions. Now, there are the other light side and dark side factions. But those are the ones known throughout the Star Wars lore. When you think light side, you think Jedi. When you think dark side, you think Sith. I mean, yeah, we could talk about the the Witches of Dathomir, the Night Sisters, and everything like that. We can talk about sorcerers and the Sorcerer's Mund, and we can talk about a lot of things. But the most thing, I was doing the research and to see, I mainly wanted to get to the Jedi today, because I thought that was really interesting, although it's not official canon, but that the this group of people is brought together that didn't know what the Force was, but they started studying it for 10,000 years, and about where the Force was, about balance and the planets. And I think in the Old Republic, correct me if I'm wrong, you go back to Tython there, right? So there are some ties there in the Old Republic game with the Force and the balance and stuff.
Yeah, the game starts you on Tython if you play as a Jedi Knight or Consular, because the sacking of Coruscant, they've moved back to Tython. So clearly before the events of SWTOR, the temple had been somewhat restored to a usable state, but it was not their main base of operation.
So after this, yeah, Tython becomes kind of uninhabitable. They create the Jedi Library School in Ossus, and then they also have the main Jedi Temple on Coruscant.
Which you also visit in SWTOR.
Yeah, but it wasn't called Coruscant at the time. There's a whole empire, the Empress and a whole bunch of stuff that goes on with that. Where the Galactic Republic really becomes officially the Galactic Republic. Other than that, those are the main thing about the Force. I just want to give everybody just a decent delve into the Force, just get a bit understanding. When we get to Force powers, I said earlier in the lore video that there's a lot of things that some people believe there's nothing impossible to do in the Force. When we look at abilities, they're not really wrong. I mean, bringing people back from the death or taking a whole planet's life away or using the Force to destroy planets and suns. That's what the Force can do if you are strong enough in the Force. The Force pretty much has no limits. Just each aspect kind of has a different power set of some of the stuff that you will be able to easily do. Eventually, we're going to cover that. We're going to cover the different lightsaber forms so you understand those as well. So there's a lot to cover. We haven't even got to the history of lightsabers and the different forms. Lightsabers didn't come to about 7,000. Well, there were some Force sabers, and then they became like this kind of like refrigerated, this technology where the cord actually ran to the lightsaber. That's how it was powered. Like, you had to have like a thing on your belt that had a cord, and that's how they used lightsabers back in the old days with that. But we'll cover specifically, we've covered the Unifying Force, the Living Force, the whole thing, the origins of the Force. We're going to go around one more time with the idiots just to get a sense of where we're at. This is just an introduction to the Force. We'll get into much more with the specific factions, the Jedi and stuff like that, on the next couple lore series when we get to it. But I'm going to go one more pass because you never know what the idiots are thinking. Kashmir, final questions and or thoughts.
All right, we're not going to go over Force powers.
Not here, no.
Okay, because I always wish I like my favorite one is where you can like summon things. So like, I always wish I could like you leave something in another room and you just sit down, you just summon it right to you. That's what I want. I want to learn how to do that.
You want to use the Force to summon things.
Yeah, like you leave your phone in the other room and you just sit down on the couch or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Ranger, you know damn well you would be using the Force to summon a beer.
No, Foster's, if I recall.
Horrible. Bourbon, yes. Beer, no. All right. Ram, any final questions and our thoughts as we wrap this thing up?
So, light side, good. Dark side, evil.
Yes.
And Ricotta, good from a certain point of view.
You want to go with that?
Made some badass toys.
They really did. I mean, they made the Star Forge. I mean, that's one. That's just one example of their technology.
That's the thing that makes stars, right?
I'm not playing Chinese stars. Game with you. No, we're not Chinese playing stars. Yeah, we've already been down this path.
We call those dwarf stars?
Awful. Okay, Karth, you get to be the last one. Any final
questions? I feel really sorry for Ricotta women. Like, you gotta lay in bed with that kind of monstrosity looking at you?
I mean, they looked equally as bad.
They both look the same. I mean, just subtle differences, man. What are you talking about?
That's horrible.
I mean, what about the woman that has been with you,
no
Ram?
No wonder bags were invented.
Probably wear.
I know, man. Can you imagine having to wake up to blindfold. Ram every day? Like, yeah, you open the just you,
you
open
you
the cover.
You couldn't sleep next to Ram.
I know, right? You have to like wrap him in like dark bandages so you can sleep, right? And put him in a coffin so that the light doesn't escape.
God, Ram is probably a Tuscan that's taken off its clothes.
Oh God.
There's someone for everyone.
Not wrong. All right, Karth, wrap it up. Any final questions and stuff about the Force and the
questions,
early origins
thoughts,
of the
Force?
Forcey
stuff. Not wildly. No, I mean it's interesting. This like the part that always interests me about the Force in general is how most cultures, when they get to an advanced enough point, have their own unique, if they haven't been a part of the Republic or whatever else, they have their own unique thing that identifies something greater than themselves that is having an influence in the world they live in.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting to me that they built out that, you know, not everyone calls the Force, you know, and
oh, no.
And even that the Force itself has different elements to like kind of like a power structure, I guess. It's kind of, I mean, it depends on which theory you want to get into, but like the wills and the celestials and all these other kind of things, they all work with it to a degree, but for different aspects of things. So it's kind of interesting to see all that kind of play out, and I think that's what I really find interesting about the Force in a whole, is how like every culture at some point identifies their iteration of it and what it means to them. And so it's kind of cool because it, for me, I like the fact that there's a world outside of Jedi and Sith, because mm-hmm. as much as they are a major facet of the Force, it's very cool to me to have other races and species and cultures utilize it in a different way, where yes, people can channel the Force and some people can't, but they all have a different way of what it meant to their culture. And so that's far, far more fascinating to me than like, well, let's go talk about the Jedi again. It's like, no, I want to go talk about the Wills or whatever the Bendo or whatever they have called it, which, and see how their culture understood it. That's far more interesting to me. But yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Bendo, I mean, nobody knows Bendo. The idea of the Force, you know, being an energy is that, you know, the, cosmically it exists, but it is shaped and formed and everything else because of living of life.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be the quote from episode one, Master, what is midichlorians? Well, it's just one aspect of, you know, microscopic organisms that kind of, we hear the will of the Force through that. A little skewed. Again, Jedi are very much skewed to the light side, because the true Force is not light or dark. The will is just what the will is. It's all about balance. Life and the universe is all about balance. The Force is no different. Yes, life creates it. It craves it. It needs the Force in this universe to survive. But I think the Jedi had it right, you know, and certain people throughout history had that kind of belief that the Force is just the Force. It's what you do with it. You know, it's got its own will. You have to be able to be open to what the Force is telling you. It has a mind of will of its own, right?
And that's what I really enjoy about when they start diving into the other philosophies about it. I know it's not directly related to this one, but in the last series, we talked about Darth Revan and Kreia. Kreia's take on the Force, besides the fact that she's, you know, winds up being far more baddie, very eye-opening, because she really breaks it down in the, it's not about doing good, it's understanding why you're doing something, and then understanding the outcomes of that as well. And I think that's a very important part of the Force as a whole, is the Force is, it's a wavelength, right? You can shake it as hard as you want, but you may never see the other end of that.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's an interesting thing that the way like she describes it, and then other cultures have had some very interesting revelations about the Force, where they have things that open it up to this very multifaceted conversation, versus just like, well, you have the light side Jedi powers, and then you have the dark side Sith powers, and then that's like it. And it's just like,
and the philosophies that kind of come from that. But yeah, I mean, the Jedi started when they're studying the Force that you could, you know, they started communicating with beings across this galaxy, and that's what led them after the war to be like, okay, let's go find these other folks, right? Somebody found us and brought us together, so let's go see if we can find these other folks, and you know, unified, you know, the galaxy in a way that had never been done before, leading to the formation of the Galactic Republic and the Jedi Order, and then the Sith did their own thing. But we're going to break both those down. We will cover eventually the Jedi, we will cover the Sith and the balance, and we'll cover the lightsaber forms. So those are all kind of things I want to try to get into first, mainly is the big subjects, because if you understand the big subjects as you start getting into specific characters and I say something, then you'll know. So yeah. All right. Any final thoughts before I close this one out, fellas? I think we've gone long enough here tonight. Okay. Well, if you are enjoying the series, again, think about coming to Patreon. If we get to $1,000 in total Patreons or more, we will go weekly. You'll get more of this awesome Star Wars lore with idiots. And if we do that, I'll do a lore video on Mace. If you like this kind of content and you want to see some other live stream content, we stream all the time on YouTube and Twitch on Reality Skate Gamers. We do Star Wars Galaxy Heroes. We do the Old Republic with the boys, with two of the gentlemen here, Karth and Ram. And we also do other fun shows and stuff like that. So come check us out. You're more than welcome. Check out our Discord and check out all the fun stuff we're doing, either through charity or just games we're playing. We have a great community and you're more than welcome to do this. So on behalf of myself and the idiots, thank you for joining us today on this episode. We hope you all have a awesome day. Be safe, and we'll see you for the next one, the next episode of Star Wars Lore with Idiots.